This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want as we launch into the second hour of the show. Our toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Coming up, Chris is going to tell us about prior restraint. What is it? It's a legal concept. We'll get into that here shortly, and he's here courtesy of thinkpenguin.com. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first. We've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Did you know that Albuquerque voters, we will be voting to increase our gasoline tax or not?
Hmm.
But I already decided I'm going to vote to increase our gasoline tax.
You would vote to increase every tax. We already had a discussion last night where you want to ban cigarette smokers from the entire city.
That's not possible, but you know what? You know why? I want to tell you why. Because
well, I'm glad you realize it's not possible, but you still advocated for doing so.
You want to tell us why what?
Yeah, I want to tell you why I want to increase the gasoline taxes, because it'll be less cars on the road. You know what that means? The less pedestrians killed. You know, less cars on the road, less
technically,
pedestrians.
It's fewer, right? Mark has corrected me enough times on this one where
it
I've
would
learned,
be fewer, yeah. But still, you're not going to wind up with fewer cars on the road.
Well, wait a minute. Mark said that when he, Mark's another co-host of ours for listeners just tuning in, but Mark Edge said that he quit smoking cigarettes when they raised the tax on cigarettes.
Okay.
Right, that's correct. So in other words, people go crazy.
So maybe there's something to what Sarah's saying.
Now, how much, hold on, Sarah, I've got a question. How much are they wanting to raise the fuel tax?
Well, I don't know the exact detail, what the percentage of it is.
She doesn't care. She's going to vote for it anyway.
Right. So, you know, if it's a thing of we're raising the fuel tax by one penny on the gallon,
nobody's
not going to affect anything. If they're raising it by $500 billion a gallon, then yes, of course, it's going to affect. But chances are it's probably going to be somewhere around, you know, like a penny, 2 pennies a gallon. It's going to have a minuscule effect, and most people probably aren't even going to realize that the fuel tax went up because, for the most part, they don't list what the fuel tax is on the gas pumps.
Well, I don't know. We're gonna vote for it, I don't know, on the mayor's ballot October 3rd or something like that. But the thing is,
now, is this something that's typical in Arizona? I mean, because
she lives in New Mexico.
I'm sorry, New Mexico, Arizona. Anyway, is this typical? Because generally they don't let you vote on a gas tax increase from what
there
I've ever
are
seen.
Some places, Alabama being one of them, to where the only way a tax can be added is if it goes up for a popular vote and gets ratified by a certain percentage. Now, there's other places, Pennsylvania being one of them, to where they'll put a non-binding referendum of, do you want to raise a tax? And then they go ahead and do whatever the hell they want.
Right. The AP reporting here that a clash about whether to increase taxes in New Mexico escalated. This is from March this year. As the Democrat-led Senate pushed forward with a proposal to raise more money from taxes on gasoline, diesel, and vehicle sales, joined by three Republicans, Democratic senators approved a bill that would provide $183 million to shore up a state general fund reserve and boost funding for road maintenance. The plan would raise the tax on retail sales of gasoline for the first time in more than 25 years, adding 10 cents to each gallon, or 27 cents overall. The tax on diesel would increase by 5 cents per gallon, and vehicle sales would increase from 3% to 4%. About $20 million a year would be redirected from petrol truck loading fees that would currently help clean up underground gas storage tanks.
So the vehicle registration or a sales tax on vehicles?
That is sales tax going from 3% to 4%, and
does
gas
that
tax
apply,
is going up.
Does that apply to used vehicles?
Not clear.
Well, you know what, that's the state state level. This is just within the Albuquerque city limits.
I'm sorry. I thought you said New Mexico was voting on a
No,
tax.
She said Albuquerque during the mayoral election.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. I didn't catch that. Okay, so yeah, then that makes more sense, right? Because it would seem unlikely that the state, I guess you're saying in Alabama they have to do this, but that in most states I've ever been in, they don't put
No, I'm talking about municipal taxes in Alabama.
Municipal? Oh, I'm sorry.
Because
okay.
I understood her to be saying the entire time she was talking about a city tax.
I see. So no, you're not saying that in Alabama at the state level they require a vote. You're saying
Correct.
It's only municipal. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Right, because Alabama, kind of like New Hampshire, is not necessarily a home rule state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's certain things that certain larger municipalities can do, but in Alabama, the Alabama Constitution is so convoluted that the Constitution has to be amended to allow certain counties to do almost anything, which is why that Constitution is the most amended document ever written in human history.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, when the taxes they drop, there are always more car accidents. And then they always blame, well, the gas prices were lower, so everybody's out on the road driving and acting crazy.
Well, Sarah, correlation is not necessarily causation. I mean, just because that might happen to be true, and again, a lot of times your facts and your information are mistaken, but let's just presume that you're correct and that those statistics do correlate. That doesn't mean that gas taxes going up or down actually has an effect on
car
accidents.
I don't know if anybody's ever decreased the fuel tax.
So you don't know, Sarah, what it was that the proposal was for this local tax, for this Albuquerque-only gas tax?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's 2 cents or 5 cents. I don't know the exact detail. But I know the Albuquerque voters, we're going to vote down. We hate anything expensive and paying out. We're always so broke and so poor. We're insane. I'm the only person that's going to vote for the gas tax.
I can guarantee you're not going to be the only person to vote for it. And according to the Albuquerque Journal, it's a
two cents
per gallon tax increase.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate the discussion.
And according to this, it says a local think tank has launched a campaign to defeat the proposed 2 cent per gallon gas tax before it even makes it onto the ballot. So this appears to possibly be something that someone's trying to petition onto the ballot.
Unfortunately, I don't think they have to put it on a ballot around here. I know the city
Correct.
Of Keene has its own gas tax, as I understand it. Because
really? I don't think they have a gas tax.
No?
They've got a vehicle registration fee.
I thought they had a gas tax here because the price of gas is always higher in the city of Keene.
Sure, it's not just because of the prices are higher for the property taxes and things like that?
It could be that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I always just presumed that meant that there was a gas tax in Keene.
It always blows my mind that, like, a city can, like, put a tax on something. It just, I don't know.
And again, you know, we don't necessarily know if New Mexico is one of these places where they've got complete home rule. Is it something mm-hmm. to where the state government has said municipalities can have a fuel tax of up to X? I know, again, in Alabama, that's where I spent most of my life, the cities and towns are allowed to add a little bit of a sales tax. So there's the state sales tax, there's the county sales tax, and then municipalities can add sales tax
or whatever.
So, like, between Birmingham and, you know, some of the towns that are, you know, like one or two towns away, the sales tax varies drastically from like 11% to 5.5 or 6.
Oh my God.
I had to deal with something like that in Louisiana. In New Orleans, they've got like multiple cities and like right next to each other, which is basically New Orleans. And if you do business in the different, you know, regions, because I had a little computer repair operation. There was three different municipalities, and then there was a county, and there was a
unincorporated part. Yeah, they've got
parishes.
And then unincorporated part. So there's no municipal tax, but the state and the county or parish tax
and
still apply.
It gets better because they'll have two different taxes on like the same thing, depending on whether something is in a wall or out of a wall, and then on certain days.
In a wall or out of a wall.
Yeah. So if you run wire outside the wall, there's no tax on it. But if you run it inside the wall, there's a tax on it. And there's also certain days. There's certain days. Yep. And there's certain days when there's...
You like, lived there?
No, I didn't live there. I just ran a business remotely, and I employed there.
Wow.
And, yeah, like, there's certain days where there's no tax on certain things.
Oh, yeah, the tax holidays.
Yeah, tax holidays. But it's, like, selective things.
Yes. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on taxes or whatever's on your mind goes, plus prior restraint. We got to talk about that coming up as well.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Back to the phones and the fun here in a moment, but have you ever noticed how you feel sluggish and tired after a big meal? Well, that's probably because your body's enzymes are prioritizing the digestion of that food. And that's why many people take a digestive enzyme supplement. A quality enzyme supplement that contains a full array of enzymes will help digest all three macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbs. This means more energy for you and improved weight management over time. Some nutritional experts even feel a digestive enzyme supplement is more important than a vitamin and mineral supplement. But with Whole Food Multicomplete, you don't have to decide between the two. Whole Food Multicomplete includes both vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes in a single product. And not only that, they include five other classes of nutrients, a total of 54 nutrients. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has combined digestive enzymes, vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, herbal immune support, and more into a single product. They're the only one that does a 7-in-1 product, so they're making thousands of people healthier while saving them thousands of dollars. 30% off for you if you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's coupon code FTL with your first order. And that gets you a pretty good deal. Plus, you can also pay with Bitcoin if you like, and free shipping on orders over $60.
And I've pulled up more info on this gas tax that Sarah called in about in Albuquerque.
Hold on. SimplifyMySupplements.com is where you go to get that. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com.
And apparently, this is something that the city council is discussing putting this proposal on the ballot, where it would be a city ordinance that has to go before the voters. And again, a 2-cent per gallon gas tax is what's being proposed. There's a group called the Rio Grande Foundation that started the No ABQ Gas Tax campaign with the website noabqgastax.com.
All right.
And this foundation, the Rio Grande Foundation, they helped defeat that soda tax in Santa Fe that Sarah wanted so badly.
Sounds like a good organization.
So they're trying to get the city council to reject the ordinance that would put the gas tax on the ballot. So they're hoping to defeat this thing before it even gets to the ballot.
I see. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about it from Sarah as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
So you can always bring up what you want. Let's go to the phones here. Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk.
Yeah.
Hello, Ralph.
You know,
don't yell into the phone. Don't yell into the phone.
Okay.
It's really loud
right now. I want to give an update about the Baltimore police case with Freddie Gray.
The cops killed a guy because they gave him what they call a nickel ride and basically threw him in the back of a van.
Because the guy is being an animal, okay? Or, you know, the main issue here.
How do you know that?
The police review board, he has an extensive arrest record. That's how I know that.
That doesn't mean he ever actually harmed anybody.
You cannot wipe guilty your way into this. No, you cannot. Okay?
I'm just pointing out that just because somebody's been arrested doesn't mean they've ever actually harmed anybody. Ian, how many times have you been arrested?
7 or 8.
How many people did you murder?
None. I've never harmed
anyone.
How
many people did you burglarize?
None.
How many people did you rob?
No victims.
How many people did you steal from? How many little children did you run over in
all
a police
the dude
car?
Had was, look, let's talk about Freddie Gray here. I've never harmed anybody, but Freddie Gray, the allegation was he had a switchblade. I mean, that's for self-defense. There's no allegation that he stabbed anybody, Ralph. And this has nothing to do with white guilt. This is the facts in the case.
You know, look at if you look
you're
at
just,
the
you're a racist
if,
and you want to see
look,
black people
racist,
thrown in the back of vans and killed
or choked out on the sidewalk in New York City for selling loose cigarettes.
We always go into the hyperbole and the hypothesis about
you're the one that
hyperbole
bringing up the hyperbole.
That's right. And you never look at the fact that blacks are racist as well. And
absolutely. That's wrong, Ralph. Of course, we've looked at that. That's the truth. There are people of all skin colors who are racist. Duh. Obviously, racism isn't just exclusive to white people. That would be ridiculous.
Or Filipinos.
Ralph is.
Or
Filipinos, indeed. So, look, before you go off onto your racist screed or rant, Ralph, what is the update on the case? You said you had an update.
The police review board has finally cleared all the cops involved in this.
Wow, what a surprise. This is my surprised face. Okay?
And that's a good thing for them to do, because, you know, that animal Obama is trying to influence.
What the hell does he have to do with
this? Obama has to do with anything? You realize he's not a president anymore, right? He's our...
And now you're gone. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, as though he needed to reveal his true colors. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Those of you on the internet feed could hear what he said, but those of you on the radio, let's just say he used a certain N-word to describe the previous president of the United States.
He said a word that Booker T. in WCW said one time and got in trouble for using.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But since he brought it up, there is indeed that news from the Baltimore Sun, where Baltimore police have but will not release findings from their review of the officer's actions in Freddie Gray case. I wonder why they're not releasing that information. They have received the findings from the administrative review of the actions of the six city police officers during the arrest and transport of Freddie Gray, which was conducted by agencies from Montgomery and Howard counties. But officials are, quote, currently reviewing the case, unquote, and will not be releasing or discussing the findings because doing so would be against Maryland laws governing the personnel records of police officers, according to a Baltimore police spokesbureaucrat. Mike Davey, an attorney representing the officers and the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 3 union, said he and his clients haven't been given a copy of the findings report, but are confident it will show no wrongdoing on the part of the officers. Quote, I'm sure the department will do a thorough review of the findings, and we believe by the time that's done, the officers will continue to be cleared of any policy violations. Administrative reviews, distinct from criminal investigations, are conducted to determine whether officers have violated the department's own internal rules and policies. They're usually conducted internally, but BPD asked the two county agencies to conduct the review in order to avoid conflicts of interest. You guys buy that, right? There's no conflict of interest here. If we have the sheriff do the investigation of the Baltimore Police Department.
Yeah, there's no conflict of interest in asking your buddy, hey, buddy, I can't review myself because that might look bad, but you know I would never do anything wrong, right? So can you kind of, you know,
you're
like,
saying
write
they're
that
all buddies?
Down?
I thought the police were at each other's throats out there, that they don't like one another in the different departments. You're saying they're all buddy-buddy?
That's basically what I'm saying. Did you ever see the video out of, I believe it was Broward County, Florida, where a county sheriff pulled over a, like, Fort Lauderdale police officer, and then all of the local police from the different municipalities targeted the woman, and
yes,
she wound up quitting?
Yeah, I remember that story. And
yeah,
the dude that she pulled over,
their buddies.
The dude that she pulled over was doing, like, 120 miles an hour,
yeah,
by the way.
Don't cross the damn blue line.
At least when they're accused, right?
Yeah, indeed. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And I apologize to anyone who might have tried to call on Skype. I didn't have it pulled up until just
wonk,
now.
Wonk.
So we'll see if we can get somebody back on there here in moments. But anyway, you can bring up anything you want. It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk about prior restraint. I know Chris is here from ThinkPenguin.com. This is something you had brought in last week. We didn't get a chance to get to it. And this is a legal term, right? Prior restraint.
It's a legal concept, from what I understand. Whether or not my understanding of it is correct, I'm not 100% sure of it at the moment. But my understanding of it was something to the effect of they basically can't stop publication. They can go after you for having published something, but they basically can't stop it before it's been published.
In theory.
Yeah, in theory, right.
So exactly. I've actually pulled something up from the RCFP. Don't ask me what that stands for, but on their First Amendment handbook page, they say prior restraint is an official government restriction of speech prior to publication. Prior restraint as viewed by the U.S. Supreme Court, or rather is viewed by the U.S. Supreme Court as the most serious and least tolerable infringement on First Amendment rights.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's what makes this whole article, like, what this judge... Okay, so let me read the title first. So, New York judge says prior restraint is America's best defense against internet chaos.
Hmm.
So, all right. Let me
wait, so that's meaning the judge is... arguing for prior restraint?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right. So let me give a little intro here, and then we can go on. So a Long Island judge's
where's this from, by the way? I'm sorry to interrupt.
So this is from Techter.
Techter.
And it's actually it's not in relation to Techter. It's in relation to another paper.
Okay.
Okay. A Long Island judge is swiftly making a terrible name for himself with a terrible ruling in a defamation lawsuit. The ruling making acting Supreme Court Justice John Galasso look like an unconstitutional idiot has nearly nothing to do with the defamation claims, but rather his granting of the plaintiff's unconstitutional wish to have unflattering memories of himself pre-erased before the underlying lawsuit even gets going. Here's a bit of background. Jessica Pelletier, an employee of a medical marijuana company, Tikkun Olam, sued her coworker Eric Lerner as well as her superior for sexual harassment and retaliation. All right, so it's about sexual harassment. Before the defamation suit even got going, Lerner asked the court to grant him a restraining order against Pelletier to prevent her from distributing the daily news article Eric Lerner is so concerned about. This is already an unconstitutional request, but it gets worse. He also requested his name and picture be removed from the New York Daily News article about the harassment lawsuit.
All right, so let me see if I'm following this. You've got people working at a medical marijuana facility. One of them, the female, sues one of the males, or more than one, and one of those males, Lerner, is the guy who came back with a counter request saying, you got to leave my name out of this.
Yeah, so he countersued, exactly.
Okay.
Unbelievably, both of these have been granted by Judge Galasco. The Daily News wasn't
a
party.
Yeah, surprised that he would grant those.
Right.
Because, I mean, look, even if he didn't do anything, it's still a matter of public record that she's suing him. So even if she doesn't prevail in the case, you can't eliminate those records.
Right. But it gets worse.
Sure it does. Do we know what happened in that case where she sued the coworker?
The case hasn't even gotten started yet.
I was going to say that, you know, if the court wound up expunging the case, then publishing about a case that's been expunged, I could see, you know, a legitimate thing of, hey, officially this never happened. You can't write these things.
Yeah, but even then, though, I wouldn't. I mean, it's still a matter of public record that the case was brought.
If it's expunged, it's no longer in public record.
It was in public record, and if I want to report on the fact of that it was in public record, I should be free to do that.
Let me keep going because this isn't even the good part.
All right.
All right. So, unbelievably, both of these have been granted by Judge Glasgow. The Daily News wasn't a party to the defamation lawsuit, nor was it asked to make an appearance to defend its interests. It was informed the day before the injunction hearing, however, as representative argued to no avail, that the request order was prior restraint, something that's blatantly unconstitutional. Here's
specifically the request to keep this man's name out of the news headline.
Right.
About this.
Yeah. Here's the pertinent part of the order, which instructs the Daily News to alter an article based on obtained court documents. In other words, completely factual. And this is what it is.
So put it through the Orwellian memory hole.
Pending the hearing and determination of this motion, which is to be decided May 16th, the Daily News shall remove plaintiff Lerner's name and photograph from the article and its associated keywords and Facebook posts. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. The Daily News argued several things, all of which were heard, but ignored by Judge Galasco. First of all, its legal rep points out that the article in question is 6 months old, which makes Lerner's demand for an immediate injunction illogical from the hearing transcript, which also contains the granted injunction.
So wait, he wanted an article that was written 6 months previously edited?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It makes absolutely no sense. And this is like an emergency injunction or something to that effect, from what I understand. Another important detail to note is that this article was published October 7, 2016, nearly 6 months or more than 6 months ago. The Daily News is therefore perplexed as to why its extraordinary relief and order to show cause has been brought brought, because it's not apparent how there could be this kind of immediate and irreparable harm that would warrant preliminary injunction relief for the defendant.
So I presume they appealed this decision.
let me keep going because it's okay. Plaintiff in this case has been aware of the article for 6 months. All right, we find it difficult to believe that Mr. Lerner will be able to make a showing of irreparable harm, given that he's waited 6 months to bring these proceedings, rather than when the article was first published. If the harm was really so immediate and irreparable, Judge Glasgow answers all the Daily News legitimate First Amendment assertions is because of the internet.
I mean, this would be as ridiculous as, and I can understand why somebody would want their name out of allegations that they don't believe they had anything to do with, or that they, you know, feel their name is being dragged through the mud. I get it. I mean, we had these studios raided back in March of last year, and there were allegations of child pornography thrown around, but nobody was ever charged, and it's been over a year that the government has had the studio equipment, and no charges have been brought. So, I mean, certainly it was uncomfortable to have the news media reporting about those things, but that's, you know, freedom of speech. It's freedom of the press. You have to defend, if you care about freedom, you have to defend the press's right to report on what they feel like they want to report on. I know that there's more to the story. If you want to join us here and comment on prior restraint here, a judge in New York, was it, ruling that a man's name should be after the fact removed and further from that point forward, not mentioned, right? In future,
yeah, articles. I think that's what they were getting here. But yeah. I can keep going.
Yeah, please.
This is the part that's good.
Yeah.
This is where it gets good. All right, Judge Glasgow's answer to the Daily Mail's legitimate First Amendment assertions is because the internet. The issue because the internet was his response.
Okay.
All right. So the issue here is that the internet has changed, this is what the judge is saying, has changed dissemination of information. It's always there. If people want to check somebody, it comes up all the time.
So what he's saying is, and there's more, you're going to get into it here, but so the judge is saying that, back in my day, we used to have newspapers, and you'd see the paper, and then that'd be the last time you saw the story. But now all you got to do is type in a search, and it just keeps on coming up. So that's what his justification is.
That's literally what this says right here.
Hold on, we're going to continue. Hold on, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. I do want you to know about Dash. What is Dash? It's digital cash. And if you'd like to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. You can't do that with Bitcoin anymore, unfortunately. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. And that's one of the coolest things about Dash, in my mind, is that they really have allowed people within the Dash community to get involved in sort of the future of the currency and promoting Dash and helping it kind of get out there and propagate in a way that I've not seen in the other cryptocurrencies. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here discussing the issue of prior restraint, the idea that a judge should not be able to, in a world of or a country of free speech, that a judge should not be able to put the kibosh on you, preventing you from saying the things that you want to say before you've even said them.
Mm.
In this case, a judge in a case countersuit regarding a sexual harassment case against a man that worked with a woman at a medical marijuana facility. She sued, he countersued, saying he didn't want his name involved in any of these allegations. And the judge in the case granted him his request, which is surprising. And Tech Dirt has the story, which you're sharing with us, Chris.
Yep. All right. So let's see here.
Oh, yeah. So the judge was explaining why
because he, internet.
Why he ruled the way he did. And I just guessed at what the judge was, his rationale was going to be.
It was so perfect. All right, so
apparently I got it right.
Yeah. So, all right, so Judge Glass's answer to the Daily News legitimate First Amendment assertions is because of the internet. The issue here is so that.
And this is a quote from the judge.
This is a quote, right, from the judge. The issue here is that the internet has changed dissemination of information. It's always there. If people want to check somebody, it comes up all the time. Prior, a newspaper article is printed. That was the end of it. You had to go to a library to try to research it, to try and get that out.
Now, it's not always there, asterisk, depending on where you live, because there are some places, I forget exactly where in Europe, but they have this thing called the right to be forgotten.
Right.
To where you can file a complaint with Google and other... Right, that's why I said asterisks in some places.
Or then there's China, which just straight up banned stuff.
So it's not always
partially
there.
What he's doing here.
Right.
He's basically implementing this not...
which is why it's unconstitutional, which is why...
Right. And this is very clearly unconstitutional. All right, let me continue. And this unbelievable word...
Word salad.
Word salad, where Galasco gets going about the internet harassment, the First Amendment, and what he believes America is, and it apparently isn't searchable online newspaper articles. All right, so this is continuing the quote. Even on other aspects, Facebook, something gets published on Facebook or Twitter, and something like that, even if it's false, people are harassed out of their houses. They are chanted in stores. This is not what America is about, and it has to be decided by a higher authority. All of this set aside.
Facebook leads to chanting at people in stores.
Yeah,
is what
apparently.
Nobody wants to limit the First Amendment.
What has happened to this judge, right? I mean, does he have like some sort of personal skeleton in the closet where, you know, there's something online that you can search about him, and, you know, people chanted at him in the stores because of some stupid decisions he's made?
I don't know. Nobody wants to limit the First Amendment rights from freedom of speech.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to, but I don't really want to.
It hurts me. It hurts me to
but
do this.
But you don't want chaos either. Oh, man.
Chaos.
Chaos either. Man, I just have to say, I mean, you're the perfect person to respond to this because you've actually been affected, by a lot of, different, what's the word? Liberal? Is it libel or
libel
or slander? Right.
Well, I mean, I looked the other way when that stuff happened.
Yeah. Do you think we need it?
What, prior restraint?
Yeah.
No, of course not. I'm trying to find the example of what happened in the case of the Grafton judge, and this was years ago. I'll see if I can pull it up here during the next break. So it's not coming up because I'm forgetting what I need to search for. But there was a Grafton judge who demanded that Brad Jardis, who was a former co-host on this show, demanded that he pull down a news story that he had posted on Freekeen or pull down some sort of information.
I think it was the court order saying you're not allowed to walk on the campus open carrying a gun.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was something like that. And I basically, Jardis did what he was told to do, but I went ahead and put it back up. Just because I was not going to have some judge tell me what to do my blog.
Right, and you were not a party to the case, so you technically did not violate the court order.
I think I might have actually.
Right, because it said, neither you nor your associates nor blah, blah, blah. So it basically encompassed like anybody that Brad Jardis ever had contact with ever in life.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll see if I can find that because it was absolutely outrageous and it was totally this sort of post restraint or whatever you want to call it. I mean, Brad had already published it, but now this judge was trying to undo that after the fact. And I basically called the judge's bluff at that point. I said, look, I'm going to go ahead and put this back up. He can hit me with contempt of court if he wants to.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'll continue. Lack of familiarity with the First Amendment is one thing, but jurisdiction? The Daily News wasn't subject to its jurisdiction. This is from the Daily News. This is their response. While some judges seem to have a general impression that their powers extend wherever they want them to extend, they have certain fairly obvious limits. Foremost among them is they can't they can't issue orders requiring non-parties to do anything. Not good things, not bad things, nothing. They are not within the ambit of their jurisdiction just because the judge says so.
Now, Chris, you skipped the best part of the editorial from the Daily News.
Wait, did I?
Yes, where the editorial says a judge on Long Island has ordered the Daily News to remove the name of a defendant in a civil lawsuit from our website. Supreme Court Justice John Galasso, who wants us to scrub the man's name from an October 2016 story, must have missed the day the Constitution was taught in law school. The defendant's name is Eric Lerner. Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner, Eric Lerner. Furthermore, Eric Lerner.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times they write his name of this is the name the judge wants us to scrub from our article.
Wow.
That's the best part of it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's literally, this whole article is just unbelievable.
But let's go back to the whole thing about, you know, Facebook causes chanting. So if this guy were walking through the grocery store and people were standing there, Galasso's wonderful, Galasso's wonderful, would he have a problem with that kind of chanting?
Mm.
Or if they're like, you need to be impeached,
right,
he'd probably be opposed to that. It's kind of like the whole thing with the Robin Hooding here in Keene, to where these people putting nickels in parking meters are talking to me and they've got video cameras. So if they were, you know, walking around with, you know, write those ticket signs and, you know, tow that car, would you be fine with that? Well, what if they were talking to you about the weather? And they're like, well, normal people can talk to me about the weather and say nice things, but these people are meanie heads, and so therefore they need to be 50 foot away at all times. Doesn't matter if that means that they have to jump out in front of a car because I run up on them. They have to be away from me, and I can do whatever I want.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, I did find the story that is very much in relation to what we're talking about here out of Grafton Superior Court in New Hampshire. And plus, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you want to talk about prior restraints or freedom of speech. Whatever you want to discuss goes. Hour 3 is on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.